Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you want to look at some slime?
I was hoping you would say that, yeah.
Okay. Let me grab a bucket here.
Of all the things I've dreamed of doing in my lifetime, being slimed by a hagfish was not on the list. But maybe it should have been, because slime is incredibly cool stuff. This is Christopher Intagliata, and you're listening to Scientific American's Science Quickly. Today, I'm taking you on the first of a three-part journey into the deeply sticky and fascinating subject of slime. Mucus, it turns out, is nothing to sniff at. Wildly complex and just as versatile, it's a true miracle. So grab a tissue and prepare to be surprised by the multitude of species, including ourselves, who are not only alive but thriving because of mucus. My fascination with mucus recently took me to Orange, California, where biology professor Douglas Fudge of Chapman University keeps a tank full of hagfish.
Smells a little fishy in here.
It does smell a little fishy in here.
Hagfish are these eel-shaped fish, and they're prolific producers of slime.
We have the Pacific hagfish, which is one that we get just off the coast of California.
These fish are ancient. They have no jaws, and these ones have this pinkish-gray skin that hangs on them kind of loosely, like the skin of a hairless cat. And slime is their superpower. Sharks will bite them and choke on gill-clogging slime. And after a little fishing around in the tank...
Probably figured out by now, hagfish are escape artists.
We've got a hagfish in the bucket, and Douglas gives me my cue to pretend I'm a shark, basically.
Pretend like you're a, you know, a predator who's trying to take a bite, but do it with your hand. You want me to hold
the
microphone?
And it's not going
to
bite me, right?
It will not bite you.
I'm still leery of sticking my hand in the bucket and pinching this thing, but I do, gently, and all of a sudden,
remember these.
I get slimed with drippy, gooey, alien-caliber slime.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, you barely touched it.
Wow. Okay, my hand is covered in goo now.
But it's not quite like snot. You see, hagfish slime is this blend of mucus, seawater, and silk-like threads, which makes it behave in some really weird ways.
Yeah, I mean, this, as material scientists, even we struggle with how to define it. Everyone is surprised by hagfish slime. And
it looks just like water when it's in a beaker, but when Douglas pinches the surface, he can lift the whole thing out. It sticks together sort of like a bag of water, and it's just really, really strange.
You know, there are no liquids that can do that.
If you could turn this into like a kid's toy, I think you would be a billionaire.
Yeah, I think we might have to turn our attention to that.
Hagfish slime is incredibly unique in the animal kingdom because it has those silk-like threads, but regular old mucus, it's everywhere. And it's used for so many different things. Just ask the guy who curated what he calls one of the largest libraries of animal mucus on the planet.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the tour of our mucus library. So what we have here is a dedicated minus 80 degrees Celsius freezer for the storage and handling of animal mucus.
Antonio Cerullo is a slime scientist. He got his PhD at the Graduate Center at the City University of New York, where he studied slime from all kinds of animals. And in this freezer, there are samples from more than 20 species, including Douglas's hagfish, plus 10 different types of salamanders, along with jellyfish, bullfrogs, cows, pigs, snails, and a lot more.
So here we actually have a few exciting mucus from oysters. This is expulsed mucus from Cheopteris tubeworms. Entire pieces of coral embedded is the frozen mucus.
The basic recipe for all this goo is proteins, sugars, salts, and water.
And these components come together and form a very large and very chaotic network of interactions to form this entire mucus gel.
That chaotic network of interactions makes mucus a sort of scientific enigma, even to this day. And in Antonio's view, the only way to truly understand it is to study as many kinds as you can get your hands on, hence the collection.
Mucus is an entire universe. And there's so much to be learned about what mucus is, about how it works. The wonder of it never stops. As you keep looking, you keep finding new uses of mucus.
If he sounds like a mucus evangelist, he is. He even practices what he preaches. He smears extracts from snail slime on his face.
I think it has helped my skin glow and be a bit more radiant. I think it does hydrate me.
And lots of other people evidently do too, because snail mucus is now a billion-dollar industry.
In my personal experience, I prefer to use that at night because it tends to be a bit goopy.
If you spend a little time talking to Antonio, you will soon realize that mucus is a universe, and you'll be regaled with some truly incredible facts about animals deploying mucus in all kinds of ways.
One of the most interesting ones is the velvet worm, which is a creature that has propulsion jets on the side of its head to shoot out strands of slime to fight against predators or to capture prey. There's also the red triangle slug, which secretes an extremely strong mucus glue that a frog chasing and trying to eat it actually will stick to a tree branch containing the mucus and be stuck there for days at a time. You have the parrotfish that every night produces a mucus bubble to protect itself while it sleeps. The echidna actually produces mucus bubbles from its nose to cool it down. The hippopotamus produces a mucus across its skin that keeps it hydrated when it leaves the water and also contains UV protective pigments, which acts as a sunblock.
Mucus sunblock. How cool is that? If you're not experiencing mucus envy right now, you probably should be. Even so, Antonio says he still gets the side eye when he mentions he's dedicated his entire scientific career to mucus.
Most people, when you mention mucus, you're met with disgust. But they're actually some of the most fascinating materials on Earth and some of the most important. So we hope that in our work, we can convince people that mucus is not gross, but is rather beautiful and has such great importance out there in nature and is really just such an elegant material made of so many components that are all choreographed to have these very defined and dynamic roles.
So you think it gets kind of a bad rap?
Absolutely. Usually by the end of a discussion about mucus, my audience or my conversation partner really is convinced that mucus is amazing.
In the next episode, we're going to talk about the amazing things mucus does for us in our own bodies and some early medical experiments that, yes, involved drinking mucus milkshakes.
What they found was that one good vehicle for mucus delivery is milk or eggnog or liquids that are creamy. And then the more undesirable aspects of mucus are disguised.
Hungry yet? Tune in for more next time. Science Quickly is produced by Jeff Delvisio, Rachel Feltman, and Kelso Harper. It's edited by Madison Goldberg, Ella Fetter, and Alexa Lim. Like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And for more science news, go to scientificamerican.com. For Science Quickly, I'm Christopher Intagliata.